We're going to turn next to a hearing on Capitol Hill today that's going to be underway in just a few hours. For the fourth time this year, Congress is going to take on the growing danger posed by Internet child predators. And we're going to start our coverage with ABC National correspondent Claire Shipman.
There are more than 3 million images of child pornography online by some estimates. And that alarming statistic is one reason why Congress is determined to crack down on child predators. We all remember the chilling testimony of 19-year-old Justin Barry last month, the model teen who was lured into the dark world of online child porn.
A few weeks after setting up my webcam, one of these men approached me online with a proposal. He would pay me $50 if I took off my shirt for a few minutes while sitting in front of my webcam.
I can't express the angst I have about trying to, A, find the depths of the problem, and B, see what federal solutions we need to enact.
This time, Barton and other congressmen will hear disturbing testimony from Masha Allen, now 13 years old. Her adoptive father posted explicit photos of her as a little girl online for 5 years. One of the pictures, now infamous, was actually taken at the Disney World Resort and sparked an intense hunt for Masha and her abuser.
He just said he wanted my pictures. He just said that I was pretty and stuff like that, so he'd just take them.
Cyberspace child pornography is a $20 billion a year business, and authorities worry the danger is growing. One in five children in this country who use the internet is approached by an online predator.
Talk to your children and your teenagers about how easy it is and how many bad people are out there.
Masha agrees. As hard as it is, she says victims have to speak out against internet pedophiles to stop them from destroying more young lives. For Good Morning America, Claire Shipman, ABC News, Washington.